We bring greetings from your brothers and sisters in Nepal, and I would like to say, give greetings in Nepalese way.
Jai Mashi.
Jai Mashi. It is a real privilege for my wife and myself to worship together with you, and we had been praying for many years for Core Church, and the Lord has brought us here together to worship Him and share some of the things that the Lord is doing over the mountains in Nepal. It is a real joy, and our people back home, they are praying for our time together, and I believe tonight the Lord is going to meet us in a special way. And before I read from the Bible, I'd like to share briefly about Nepal. As you can see, Nepal is a small country between two big countries, China and India. And I would like to show a few pictures about Nepal. I think Nepal is also beautiful like Ireland. And the Lord has created this country to show His glory, I think. And as you can see, these magnificent mountains with the clouds and with beautiful animals. You can see crocodiles as well. But the sad thing is, there are 23 million people in Nepal, and 70%, more than 70% people are Hindus. And they believe on cows like this. They found this five-legged cow and put it right in the city center with a banner. And the banner says, because of the sins, God incarnated as five-legged cow like this. Therefore, since God incarnated on this form, anyone who walks under this cow, all his sins will be forgiven. And literally, there were so many people lined up to walk under this cow. And there was a man collecting money. And I found really interesting, so I took this picture. Well, sometimes I feel really sad. Instead of worshiping the Lord who created those beautiful mountains, they are worshiping these cows. And this is a holy cow. We are not allowed to eat beef. It is a murder to kill a cow in Nepal. And then, as you can see on next picture, we also have Buddhists. More than 15% people believe in Buddhism. And the next picture will show you that they pray to their ancestors, lighting the candles. Therefore, next picture will show you that we want to pray for this land and claim the land. And the next picture, we want to claim this land in the name of Jesus. And we want to claim all the people, those who live on the mountains, in Jesus' name. So we really appreciate your prayers. And we have seen so many miracles, healings, and driving out demons on the mountains. And the Lord is so good. And when I came here, I heard some stories about St. Patrick. And I think we all need to remember what the Lord has done in our lives, in our country, and He is able to do today. And before I share some of the stories, I would like to read from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16, verses 15 through 18. The Gospel of Mark, chapter 16, verses 15 through 18. After the crucifixion and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, Jesus told His disciples these words. He said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In My name they will drive out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up snakes with their hands, and when they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all. They will place their hands on sick people, and they will get well. And the main word I would like to remind all of us tonight is believe. Jesus said to his disciples, go, and those who believe in me, those who believe, these signs will happen. These signs will follow them. And whenever they place their hands on sick people, they will get well. If they find any people, demonized people, in my name they can drive out demons. But the key word is those who believe. And Jesus said, go and preach the good news to all creation. And I believe tonight the Lord is going to give you a good news. But the key word is, do you believe? Do you believe that Jesus can do when you ask him to drive out demons? And if you believe, he's going to do it. Same thing happened to my family. You can see my parents, they are still alive, in good health. They still pray for sick people. My mother was sick. We come from high on the mountains. And there was, when people got sick, the only way to help people was to invite sick witch doctors to drive out the demons or please the demons by sacrificing goats and chicken. And my father, when he invited witch doctors, some said, you have to sacrifice chicken in order to make the gods and goddesses happy, so they will live and your wife will be healed. He did sacrifice chicken, but she was not healed. Another witch doctor said, you have to sacrifice goats. And he did it, but she was still not healed. And finally, one of the witch doctors said, I tried everything, and I think she is going to die. So you don't need to call any witch doctors now. And my father had sacrificed all chicken, goat, and we also have to give some money to witch doctors. So my father tried everything he could. But then my mother was still sick, weak, not able to stand, not able to walk, not able to work. And when my father was waiting for her death, some of our relatives who had been to another part of Nepal, they heard about Jesus. They went to work, but one lady became sick, and they took her to a mission hospital in that town. And there was a missionary doctor who examined her. While he was examining her, he also told her about Jesus. And all the people who carried her heard about Jesus, and this doctor prayed for her. He said, I also have another way of helping people, and it's Jesus. And when we ask him to heal, he helps us and heals. When he prayed for this woman, she was healed. Praise the Lord. And all people who carried her, they saw and they believed in Jesus. And they asked the doctor to teach them how to do it. It was just like magic. They didn't have to sacrifice. They didn't have to pay any money. They found it very interesting. And the doctor taught them how to pray when we are in need. Just ask Jesus, whatever the situation is, he said, just pray, ask Jesus to help. And they also learned few Nepali hymns. They didn't have Bible. They couldn't read and write Bible. They were simple people from the mountains. And they came back in the village with this good news. They heard that my mother was seriously sick. And they told my father what they had learned and they had seen. And my father requested them to pray. And when they prayed for my mother, the Lord instantly healed. Amen. And she became healthier. And the Lord blessed her with a child. And I am the child. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am the living testimony of power of Jesus. When we are in need, we just need to ask Jesus, please, I need this. Please help me. If we believe. Jesus said, those who believe, they can lay their hands on sick people and they will get well. They can drive out demons. Yes, I know. I have had some interesting time driving out demons, and I will tell you later on. So when our neighbors and relatives saw my mother was instantly healed, some of our neighbors also believed in Jesus. And soon they began to gather together and pray, and everybody learned how to pray. That was the only thing they could learn because they didn't have Bibles. There was no preacher, no pastor, no teacher. They just learned how to pray and learned those two or three hymns. But then the witch doctors were not happy because now people were leaving the old religion, and they never called witch doctors to help because Jesus healed sick people, and witch doctors were losing their income business. So they started off the whole village and they said, this is Western religion. Now we need to do something. And one day all the Christians were invited to a community ground, and all those who went, they were bound with long rope and they were beaten. My father was severely beaten and they were kept bound throughout the day. They had no water, no food. When they wanted to go to the toilet, no, they were not allowed. It was a hard day. And the witch doctors and other people, religious leaders said, if you deny Jesus, we will let you go home. But they would not deny Jesus because they knew his power and his love and his grace. So they were just sitting there. And when it was getting dark, finally they had to agree on paying some fine, some rupees. And then finally they were released to go. But from that day on, nobody was allowed to help Christians in their field. And Christians were not allowed to drink water from anyone's home. And no one was allowed to drink or eat at Christian homes. Life became very difficult because when it is harvest time or planting season, everybody works together. Like today in your field, tomorrow in my field, everybody works together. And Christians were very few. And life became so difficult that finally they decided to move to another place. And it was God's plan. And my parents moved to another place called Gorkha. And we were five children, and my father was a bit afraid, so he didn't tell anyone about Jesus because he thought he'll have to keep moving. Life became very difficult. But when he saw sick people, he just wanted to pray for them because he knew these people are suffering. If I just close my eyes and ask Jesus to heal, they will get well. Because I believe in Jesus. He did it for us. So I can do it. So my father started to pray for sick people. And the Lord healed all kinds of sicknesses. All kinds of sick people. Immediately, instantly. As soon as he finished his prayer, all the sick people, they were happy, laughing. Good. And this good news spread around the village. But one of the leaders in the village, he was not happy because my father was becoming quite famous. And you can see this leader on the next picture. My father and the leader. This leader was not happy with my father, and my father was afraid. But one morning, early morning, this leader sent his wife to invite my father to pray. Because the problem was, this leader had 9 cows, and early in the morning, when his wife went to give some grass, as soon as these cows saw the grass, they wanted to stand up and eat. But somehow, all these cows were shaky. They could not stand properly and couldn't eat. Something strange happened. All the cows were sick. And they remembered my father because they knew, they heard. And they had seen that when my father prayed, sick people were healed, and they thought maybe that man can pray for the cows also. So my father went, and he was a bit confused because he had never prayed for animals anyway. But he decided to pray, and he says that was the longest prayer he ever made because he was not quite sure. So as he prayed, he was listening whether these cows are eating or not. And when he finished his prayer, 8 cows were already eating grass, healed. Only one was struggling. And he prayed again. And when he said Amen, that one was also eating. Because of this healing, this leader and his whole family came to the Lord. Amen. He was baptized, and then he became the first pastor in our village. And my father and he visited many other villages and started to pray for sick people. And the good news just spread and spread and spread. And people from other villages also started to come for prayer. For some people, for many people, it was instant healing, but for a few, it took a long time. So they had to stay with my family for complete healing. My father prayed in the morning, in the afternoon, and at night. And then by the time they were completely healed and delivered, now they had already learned how to pray for other people. So the Lord was building them up in their faith, preparing them to plant another church in another village. And when they went, they started to pray. And that is how many churches, small fellowships were started in the village. I will tell you some of my stories later. Well, one of the things we do, my wife Prasna, she organizes a vegetable garden seminar for women leaders, and raising and encouraging women in our part of the world is one of the big issues these days, because many people think women can do only household work, they cannot do ministry, or they cannot make big decisions. That's the kind of thinking we have. So in the church, we are encouraging. We want to encourage women, and we want to present the leader's family as a model family. So one of the things we do is, it is actually a prayer conference, but we also teach about growing vegetables so that we can present the leader's family as a model family. And we can see next picture. You can see this picture with pumpkins and some other fruits and vegetables. And well, when we organized vegetable seminar in this village, we found that there was one Christian family who grew, used to grow vegetables. Only one family, and not pastor's family. So pastor's family also used to take vegetables from this family. And after the training, the man who used to grow vegetable came to us and said, "You know, Mosa and Prasna, our village looks just green everywhere because now, after the training, everybody is growing vegetables. And you know what? One day our pastor came with lots of vegetables and said, 'Now it is our turn to give vegetables to you. We have taken so many times from you. Now it's our turn.' Praise the Lord." It was a big blessing to hear. And you can see some happy faces after the seminar. And also you can see this another pastor, he started to grow vegetables. And now he's selling. Praise the Lord. And this picture you can see a lady with some children. She comes from a tribe called Kumal. And we have many, a big village of this tribe in our church. And we have been praying. This lady is the first Christian from her tribe. And the Lord healed her husband and daughter. And that is how they came to the Lord. But when she went to meet her parents, she was not allowed to enter the house. parents, her parents gave her food, but she had to stay outside. Now she was treated as untouchable, low caste. And we had some other people, sick people, who came to the church for prayer. We prayed, they were healed, went back, and never came to church again. Somehow it was so difficult for the gospel to, for the breakthrough. And we prayed and prayed, and some of our people were tired of praying for these people. And I remember some people said, I'm not going to pray for this tribe anymore. It looks like the Lord heals, but they can never understand. And one day, the Lord spoke to Prasanna that he was going to bring a big breakthrough through the children's work. So we started preschool ministry, and the children, they sent their children, and we said preschool, but they started saying church school, because it was in the church building. So when they came, when the children came, they learned how to pray. They also learned Sunday school songs, action songs. And on the next picture, you can see they are so happy singing and playing. And another picture, this girl, she was very small. Her sister went to the first preschool where her sister learned how to pray to Jesus. And she also learned when we pray, Jesus heals. And one night, she got sick. She couldn't breathe, and she was crying and crying. Her mother was not Christian. Her father works in the Middle East. And her mother, she decided to take her to Christian family for prayer. It was midnight. And then her sister said, Mommy, we don't need to go anywhere because I know what to do now. When I went to church school, we were told when people are sick, we need to pray to Jesus and he will heal. So shall I pray? Because I know how to pray. So she started to pray, but she couldn't make any words. She just murmured. And her mother was looking at her. Let me see what happens. And as she was praying, as her sister was praying for her, she stopped crying and slept well. And in the morning, her mother went to the village and told the story to everybody. Oh, Jesus healed. My daughter prayed for the small daughter. And when we started the preschool ministry, the Lord brought many people from this tribe. And we prayed for sick people. They were healed, went back home, and they came back again. Praise the Lord. And we were told recently that there are only 3 families who need to come to Jesus now. And all the people from the village, they believed in Jesus. And these days, the Lord is leading us, showing us that he is going to bring breakthrough through the children, through their prayers. And so we were so much encouraged. And sometimes we also tell our girls, we have 2 girls, 8 years and 12 years, and we ask them to pray, like just before going to bed. The little girl, she will pray. She will pray, make only 2 sentences, and we will not add any more. We just believe. She may not say many things, but she just prays. And sometimes when I have fever or when I am sick, I just ask her to lay her hands on my head, and she will pray. She will say, I don't know how to pray. Sometimes she has to repeat after me while praying for me. And you know, early morning when she gets up, she will say, how are you, Daddy? I prayed for you. How are you now? And the Lord is building and teaching, even using even the children now. And when we had a big strike going on in Kathmandu, everybody in the street, on the street, was shouting against king, and you know, people were saying, bring the king and his son to bury or cremate, like that. And one night, my little daughter came and said, could you please print my song? She made a song. And she says, I saw Jesus on the mountain. That was her song. He is the King of Kings. Let's worship him and adore him. I wanted to add one more line, and she said, no. And on, let's worship him and adore him, she said, please write two, because we have to sing twice here. Oh, it really encouraged me. The Lord is beginning to work. And the hearts of children, he is going to use children. Praise the Lord. And next, hallelujah. And we also started a church planting training. And the vision the Lord gave us is help a church, plant a church. And core church supported for 5 church planters last year for this training. We had 18 people from 15 churches. After the training, they went to 18 villages to do the church planting work. And I would like to share about one of the church planters. You can see on next picture. This man comes from the western part of Nepal, where the whole village is ruled by the Maoists. And he came for the training, and we started the training when there was trouble in the country. He wanted to come to the training, therefore he left home 6 days ahead. Usually it takes about a full day to travel to Kathmandu. But he wanted to make sure to go to training, because he wanted to learn more from the word, from God's word, and he wanted to plant a new church in his village, because his family was the only Christian in his village. And he himself had healing experience. He had wound on his leg, and there was no pharmacy in his village. He requested witch doctors to help him. They could not help him. So one day he crawled to the pharmacy, and somebody saw this man crawling on the road, on the way, and they told him, you look really serious, therefore I think instead of going to a pharmacy, you should visit this family. They will help you, because many sick people were healed when they met this family. So he went to meet this Christian family. They prayed for him, and he was healed. Amen. He was healed. When I first met him, he was not sure if he could pray for sick people. I told him, there is no magic in Christian life. If somebody asks you to pray, you just ask what is the problem they have, and just tell the problem to Jesus, and ask Jesus to help them, heal them. Because those who believe, remember, these signs will follow. Amen. So he came to training. While he was in the training, he had to take special permission from the Maoist leaders to leave the village. And as soon as he was out of the village, he had to tear it off. If government troops find this letter, he could be in trouble. So he came, while he was in the training, these Maoist leaders captured a big land in the village and distributed to different families. And his family also got one plot, praise the Lord. His family also got one. He went back home and he started to pray for sick people. The Lord healed them. And within a year, there were 7 people who wanted to be baptized. But then they had to ask Maoist leaders for their pastor to come in the village. And the Maoist leaders would not allow any new visitor in this village. And finally they said, if you don't allow our pastor to come, we are going to see him. We want to be baptized. You know, we were sick. Our witch doctors couldn't help us. But this man, when he prayed for us, Jesus healed. And the next step is we want to be baptized. And finally the Maoist leader said, okay, instead of 70 people traveling, you can invite your pastor. And one of the pastors from another district went, and they were baptized. Praise the Lord. Praise God. We'll see. Well, this is the resource team, and we have 2 young men. A young man with white t-shirt, his name is Samuel. He has heart for the young people. When we started the church planting training, we couldn't do the discipleship training, and he was a bit concerned. Oh, we need to train young people. And he has a real heart for young people. And then another young man next to me with the goggles, these sunglasses, he is Gopal. He has a real heart for children. And he is helping and helping young people to work among the children. And we will see next picture. Same. And you can see the banner, B-R-E-Y, Bray. Bray, in my tribal language, means let's go. And that is the name of the discipleship training program. So Bray and discipleship training. And the letter in white says, let's go and make disciples. Next. You can see Milap Church in Kathmandu, the church, with the help of your prayers and generosity, we were able to plant a new church in the capital. And our young people are so happy to work and level the ground in the church. You can see these two great men of God, Meg and Khagendra. And whenever I see them, or even I see pictures, I'm so much encouraged in my spirit because they are on fire for the Lord. And Meg, especially Meg, I would like to tell this story about Meg, the one with a blue t-shirt. He comes from another village far up on the high mountains. And one day, I just remembered his village and I told him, I think we should visit your village. We should go and preach the gospel. And he said, yes, we need. A few years ago, one pastor came and five people were baptized and then nobody visited our village. Let's go. And we went. And there were eight people ready for baptism in his village. And we had baptism service and one of them was an old man who had been to London Brigade House because he was in Gurkha Army, retired Gurkha Army. And while we were ready to baptize people, he said, I want to be the first one to be baptized. I said, okay. And so there were two other men who were ready to dip people, and Meg and myself, we prayed. And this old man was ready for baptism. They dipped him in and they could not pull him out. We could literally see these two men trying so hard to pull him up. No, they could not do it. And I thought, people on the village, up on the high mountains, they never have experience of swimming, dipping in the water. Something must have happened now, you know. But it looked like when these two men wanted to pull him out, this old man looked like he didn't want to come out. He was trying hard to stay there. And finally, they managed to pull him out. And after the baptism, I just wanted to ask him. And I asked, I think while you were inside the water, to me it looked like you didn't want to come out. You just wanted to stay there. What really happened? Why was that? And he said, you know, my son, I am one of the main persecutors in this village. I have kicked out even my son and daughter-in-law from their home. So while I was inside the water, I was trying to remember all my sins and ask forgiveness. That is why it took quite a long time, son. Praise the Lord. I praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because he believed in Jesus, that Jesus forgives our sins. He heals. And then after a year, I requested Meg to visit again. And when Meg came back, he says, Musa, there were 40 people ready for baptism. I baptized them all. Praise the Lord. And there are three churches now in that area. Isn't it wonderful? When we believe in Jesus, he works. Amen. Next. You can see some of the pictures of Milap Church in Kathmandu. Like Samuel, he is leading youth group. Yeah. Another picture from Milap Church on a regular worship day in Milap Church. We had a prayer seminar and women from all over Nepal came to pray for 3 days. And we had baptism program. This young sister is from the local tribe in Kathmandu Valley. And we are still praying for her parents. Her sisters came to faith and they are all baptized. And especially she wants to go to Bible school. She wants to learn more from the Word. And next. And this dear lady, she is the last one before we left Nepal. We prayed for her. She has wounds all over her body. And so when she came first, she had all over her body running water. But when we started to pray, water stopped. And I believe when we go back, she will be completely well. Do you believe? Amen. Amen. And as soon as we had the building, the Lord just reminded of our community. How can we best serve our community? So first thing we decided was to invite school children, students. And in the evening, always, every day, they come to our church building and we provide free tuition. And then the Lord reminded us, what about those children who cannot go to school, whose parents cannot afford them to school? And so all the leaders in Milapsas, we went searching, asking, you know, if we can see any children on a school day, if we see any children just playing around, and we found there were many. And we started day school in the church building. So 10 to 1, we have about 20 children who never went to school, who could not go to school. Now they come and they learn about Jesus. They learn how to read and write. They can pray. The first month, they prayed. And one of the teachers at day school, he was going to the day school. He was on his way with some children. And one lady on the street said, we should not send our children to this church. They will make Christians. They will make our children Christian. They will convert them. And then another lady said, I don't care. I will go to church next week. Praise the Lord. Because our children can learn to read and write. So I don't care. I will go myself. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And some more pictures of the church. You see, the children so happy to sing and praise the Lord. And this couple come from another village, and they are the first Christian family from their village. And this man, he had depression. That was his problem. He was in Indian Army. While he was in Army, they sent him to see psychiatrist. And he thought he was well, but still he had problem. And he retired from Army. He came back home. And one of our leaders from my church met him and shared the gospel. And he believed in Jesus, and the Lord healed him. But his relatives didn't like. So they took his Bibles and drums, and they were persecuted. And I remember one time I took a group of young people to visit his family, and there were a few other families also. And it was getting dark, and suddenly we realized people from all over the mountain, they started to shout. And I knew we were in trouble. And people from this mountain, that mountain, and you know, there are many mountains. So everybody, they started to run towards us. And finally, we were locked up in a house for the whole night, because they wanted to beat us. But then this man said, Lord, I came before you kneeling my knees, but I pray, Lord, those who persecute me, let them come to you crawling. And he said, Lord, give me 10 families in my village, 10 families, and I will provide a feast, a Thanksgiving feast. And the Lord did give him more than 10 families. And now he has more than 200 people in his church. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And it all happened through healing and deliverance. Yes, praise the Lord. And we also received your generous gift for water project. And we have set up drinking water in more than 20 villages in different parts of Nepal. Especially in one village, all the non-Christians came together and they cut off the pipeline of Christian village. So there was no water for Christian village, and the Lord sent early rain. It was so wonderful. The Lord just sent early rain, and for the whole week there was rain. And so they had water from the roof, from the sky. And then we received your generous gift, and I told our leaders that now we have some money and let's look for water source. If we need to buy land, let's buy and whatever is available. And they could not find any land with water. There was a spring water, but some farmers didn't allow Christians to bring this. So finally, we had to go to government people, and then the government gave a lot of money for the project. And now we have plenty of water, and it is enough for all the people in the village, Christians and non-Christians. It was enough only for Christian village, but now the Lord has blessed us, blessed your generosity. Government wanted to help. And you know, because we were able to bring water, recently government also gave some money to build toilet in the village. That was another blessing. Because we were faithful, we used the money wisely. And the Lord has just multiplied. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And this way, the Lord is working. And I would like to share my experience, personal experience. As you heard, I saw many sick people were healed when my father prayed. And I always wondered if that would happen when I pray. And one night, I led a group of young people to another village. And on our way back, it was about 11 o'clock at night. It would be about 2 o'clock here. Like that, just midnight. And as we were coming home, we heard somebody calling us. Please come, stop, please come. And we just went to see this family. And we found a lady with a toothache. And one side of her cheek was swollen up. And she couldn't speak properly. She said, well, since this morning I had this toothache. Please pray for me. It's paining. And I had never prayed. You see, because whenever sick people came, my father was the one who prayed, and I didn't have to pray. And I was used to wonder if it would happen. And now I had to pray. And so we sang a chorus, and I just felt like touching the cheek. And then I started to pray. All of us started to pray. And when I finished, it was gone. Please pray for me. And she said now, thank you. Praise the Lord. And then it built up my faith. Excuse me. It built up my faith. And so, excuse me. Excuse me. So I was so much encouraged. Then I started to take a group of young people to other villages. And one time, this lady came with a small baby, and she wanted to pray. She requested us to pray. And she said, I have some chest pain and my body aches. Please pray for me. And she was demonized. I didn't know. And as soon as I started to pray, I thought, well, it is not wise for me to touch any ladies. So I decided to touch her with my Bible. And I put the Bible on her head. And as soon as I prayed, she started to shake. She was really shaky, you know, shaking the whole body. And I got excited. Now, this is the demon. This is the time. I believe, you know, Jesus said, those who believe, they will drive out demons. And I cast out demon. I said, demon, go out now in Jesus' name. Amen. Her head stopped shaking, but her body was still shaking. I guessed maybe I have to pray again. So I touched this way, said amen, stopped, still shaking. This way, this way, then that way. And finally, when I said amen, she started doing like this. I got angry with the devil and I said, you devil, go out in Jesus' name right now. And the devil left. Oh, another time, this young girl came, oh, I am sick. We started to pray. And when people are demonized, we can literally see that they are controlled by the spirit. And we started to pray. And I put my hands on her head and I prayed and I commanded the devil to go out in Jesus' name, amen. And she stopped shaking for a few seconds and then she started to shake again. She was not normal. When we asked her name, she would not tell. She was controlled by the spirit. We had to pray many times like that. 2 hours, 3 hours. It was getting late at night. And I don't know what I said when I prayed. I got so angry with the devil. It looks like a stubborn devil hiding inside her. And then, as we kept praying, finally, she started to cry. And I knew it was the devil who cried. And immediately, she said, oh, my friends, please wait for me. What? Who friends? It's only her and some of the leaders around here. We were never friends. And I asked, who is your friend? And she said, we were 12 when we came here. And now I am the only one left. And I can't walk because my leg is broken. I must have broken in my prayer. Because we had to pray for a long time. And I said, I got excited. I said, you devil, I am not going to let you go. I am going to hang you on the cross of Jesus. She started to cry, no, please, I want to go. I'll never come back. And then finally, when I said, in Jesus' name, you go out now. And she had, she was shaking and she said, well, what happened to me? Am I okay? What are you doing? Because she was controlled completely by the Spirit. And the Lord delivered her. And the message is, those who believe, the Lord is going to heal. The Lord is going to give a good news tonight. If we believe, if you believe. So I praise God for this opportunity. And I would like to pray for the good news tonight. Please come. Yeah. And I would like to pray. If the Lord is speaking to you, and if you really want to have a good experience, a good news experience, I would like to pray for you. And I believe, as Jesus said, those who believe, these signs will follow. We can drive out demons tonight. We can heal the sick people tonight. Amen. And the Lord is going to revive our hearts and lives tonight. Hallelujah. Shall we pray? Yes. Stand up, please. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, Lord. Lord, we invite you tonight. Come now, Lord. Revive our hearts, body and spirit, soul, Lord Jesus. Come with your power, Lord. We believe in you. We believe in you alone, O God. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, I pray tonight. Oh, Lord Jesus, if your people are struggling with something that looks like impossible, then Lord, I pray for your faith. I pray for your favor tonight, Lord. We want to have a good news to share with other people. And Lord, give us the good news. Give us the good news of your power tonight, Lord. And I pray, Lord, please release your power. Oh, Jesus, Lord, hallelujah. Give us more faith to act on it, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, you meet us tonight in a special way. Touch our lives, Lord Jesus, through your Holy Spirit, through your holy presence, Lord. Oh, let your righteousness rule our lives, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus, Lord. And I pray against every spirit that hinders your gospel, that hinders your kingdom. Oh, I pray against every spirit that causes sickness in our body to go out in Jesus' name from this place. Right now, you have no authority to stay. Hallelujah, Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 Jesus. Thank you, Lord.